There are indications of economic recovery from Beijing to Wall Street. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says there is reason for optimism.
This is encouraging, but we have a ways to go, and we are going to keep working to sustain the progress we've seen.
As the G20 leaders congregated in Pittsburgh, Geithner stressed there are big items on the summit agenda. They include finding ways to balance out the world economy and implement needed reforms in the financial sector. Geithner predicts progress in efforts to achieve balance, saying Americans are spending less and saving more, and the Chinese are exporting less and building domestic demand. He predicts a framework agreement will emerge from the summit.
My sense is that we have a lot of support for this, and I think we're encouraged by that.
Perhaps more contentious is the goal of reforming financial institutions around the world. The Europeans want strict caps on executive compensation, with the French and the Germans in the lead. Geithner told reporters the United States wants rules and standards, but indicated each country should develop its own plan for dealing with the compensation issue. He stressed America's commitment is real.
We don't want to see these reforms take effect 2 years from now. We don't want to see them take effect next year. We want them to take effect now, so they affect compensation practice today, not tomorrow.
The G20 leaders began their deliberations over a private working dinner at an enclosed public garden. The welcome from President Obama at the Phipps Conservatory was warm. The greeting from demonstrators in the streets of Pittsburgh was very different. Police and protesters clashed when marchers tried to move on the Pittsburgh Convention Center, the main summit site, without a permit. Riot squads used pepper spray and smoke to disperse the crowd. The security net extended to the rivers that surround this city of bridges, with Coast Guard vessels on constant patrol and police helicopters overhead. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Pittsburgh.